Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Not like a duplex, but like a hood duplex, you know.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
The Rams have male cheerleaders.
Yeah,
they have two. I know you like male cheerleaders. You don't like female cheerleaders, so.
What the hell's
your
problem?
I mean, Texas A&M.
Those aren't cheerleaders.
I'm talking about Texas A&M as male cheerleaders.
Yell leaders.
Come on, bro.
Run your college football.
Come on, bro. Those are not.
This is In the Loop on Houston Sports Leader.
He's really a great cheerleader guy.
Sports Radio 610.
TGIF. It is Friday. In the Loop on Sports Radio 610 with Landry Lopez, Figgy Fig, episode 176. And if we're power ranking the best days of the week, Friday is an overwhelming one seed in the field of seven. It is Friday, John Lopez. Shout out to all the people that are ending their work week and will have the weekend off. And shout out to all the hardworking loopholes out there that will have to work tomorrow because at the very least, there won't be as much traffic. Never a bad Friday with you, John Lopez. Usually we call it Football Friday. Today, it's just Friday, as Chris Tucker just said.
It's Friday. Happy Friday. Happy side piece Valentine's Day. Happy three-day weekend. Start of three-day weekend day, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
Well, for some of us.
Well, so you have the choice. Don't be acting all pitiful on me.
I'm not acting pitiful. I'm just saying I like to grind. I like to talk to my people. So John Lopez, like many of you, will be taking Monday off. What holiday is it again?
President's Day.
Okay, President's Day. I don't know why that's a holiday. I would rather have Super Bowl Monday be a holiday, but it is what it is, Figgy. So on President's Day on Monday, John Lopez is going to be...
Fishing.
I'm going to be here with my man Clint Sterner. We're going to hold it down, though. Figgy, you're working too, right?
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought. Yeah, you know, when you work...
Y'all suckers.
When you cover sports for 30 years, you can cut some
corners.
No,
you know
corners.
What it is? You have to strategize your days
is
off.
Is that a word?
No, it's not a word.
Thank you. But you know what I say about words?
What's that?
Don't let Webster define you.
This is true unless you're writing something and you should absolutely do it correctly. But anyway, you have to pick your comp days, as it were, strategically. And to me, this is a good day. We're like, as you're about to point out, we're on the brink of some really good stuff coming up. But it's not a bad day to just duck out and go catch a big old giant trout, hopefully.
We are 4 days away from the Texans having to make one of the biggest decisions that they've had to make in a long time. And we knew this day was coming. 4 days from now, the Texans can slap the franchise tag on Jadeveon Clowney. Later on in the show, John's going to tell you why Clowney should want that.
He really should.
But in the meantime, I want to talk about this.
Okay.
J.D. Clowney, one of the most polarizing figures in Houston sports.
I'm a lover, man.
Is it safe to say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
When you say Jadeveon Clowney, the text line 713-572-4610 lights up. A lot of people get excited and everybody has an opinion about him and it seems split down the middle. Who are the most polarizing athletes in Houston besides J.D. Clowney?
You mentioned this yesterday and I'm glad you bring it to the loopholes here. You said he's one of the five most polarizing athletes in Houston. And I couldn't come up with more than three that are absolute polarizing. Clowney is one, correct? James
yes.
Harden is one.
Yes.
Carlos Correa is one.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Who are the other two? Who are the other two, Figgy? Polarizing out. Would Ed Oliver be one?
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think most people like Ed Oliver and sided with him with the whole Apple White stuff.
You could maybe say Roberto Osuna for the Astros. Although, yeah.
I think most people are just like
against or ignoring.
They just like when he do the golf clap.
Chris Paul.
There you go. Bingo.
Chris Paul's
one. All right, so who's the fifth one?
JJ.
No, he's not polarizing. I think people kind
he's
of
admired here, but I think
no, around, I'm not
we're just talking
athlete.
In the city
because Correa is admired, you know, widely across the country.
honey badger might be. If he stays long enough, he will be.
He's knocking on the door.
If he stays long enough,
he's walking up the
pathway. Honey badger.
There's something that nobody's talking about with him.
There is?
Nobody's talking about
Guy. You're going to love this. You're absolutely going to love this.
Well, don't bury the lead.
Can I give it to you in 10 minutes, or do you want it right now?
I'll wait 10 minutes. I'm still thinking of the 713-572-4610 if you want to weigh in via the text.
So right now we have Clowney.
Clowney's polarized. We agree on these four.
Yeah, Clowney, Harden, Chris Paul, Correa.
Yes.
I mean, I don't really know. Kevin Johnson, does he count? Or do you have to be a better athlete?
Most people are just like
Yeah, most people just hate him. Yeah, that's true. There's not really any Kevin Johnson truthers. Mm-hmm. If you are a Kevin Johnson truther, though, 713-572-4610. Is Bill O'Brien count? Are we counting coaches?
Ooh, well, we said athletes, though.
Okay, just the athletes?
Yeah, not that he's not athletic, sorry.
I don't know. He used to be.
He's probably a good athlete.
He played football.
Yeah, he played with John Harris and Brown. Well, okay, so maybe he's not that athletic.
What are you saying?
Nothing. I'm
kidding. Don't think Bill O'Brien could have some deceptive speed?
I'm kidding.
I want to see Bill O'Brien.
I guarantee you John Harris is going to
text Bill O'Brien work out?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know Harris runs, but does Bill O'Brien, like, what does he do?
I'm sure he got the cafeteria. I bet he's a weight room guy.
He gets in the cafeteria,
I bet
too.
He's a weight room guy.
Bill O'Brien's a weight room guy.
I'll bet you anything he's a weight room guy.
No, he's not. Not anymore. He might have been once.
He gets on. He gets on the bike, and then he does some lightweight.
B.O.B. ain't in no weight room.
Well, we got to find that out. I know Kubiak was a runner, man.
By the way, I was wrong yesterday. J.J. Watt didn't get engaged.
Yeah, you were.
Hey, but can I say something, though?
No.
I think Bill O'Brien's going to come in. Shut up, John. I don't know why I'm asking your freaking permission, Mr. Don't Work on Monday. let me ask you this, for real. What do you think Bill O'Brien's going to look like when training camp starts?
Oh, he's going to be fit.
I think he's coming in fit.
Yeah, he's coming in
fit. I really do. Because last year at press conferences, multiple times, Bill O'Brien like poked fun at himself when it comes to weight and eating and all that stuff. I think I'm predicting that we see Bill O'Brien coming in at minicamp and training camp, and he's cut off like 15 pounds.
I was gonna say the same thing about 15 pounds
because you could read between the lines and you could tell that he was not happy with his appearance. I think Bill O'Brien is coming in trimmer than ever, 15 pounds lighter.
You know, you have to be in this business day in and day out to understand how difficult the red area is.
Very much so. Hey, do kids still have pizza parties, by the way?
Absolutely.
Because I was asking this question because I remember Fridays when I was a kid, like the best thing was you have a pizza party, you go to Blockbuster Video, and you have your fingers crossed because you hope that the actual movie is going to be behind the display one.
Right.
Then you go home, you watch TGIF on ABC. Which was the lineup with Urkel, Step by Step, hanging with Mr. Cooper, all those shows. Do kids still have pizza parties?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the art of the pizza party? I just think you can't order cheese. I don't think you should be.
You have
to
order
pick
cheese
off the toppings.
Because some kids, you know, it depends on how old
you
got to
pick it
are.
Off, son.
Like, let's say 7, 8 years old.
You got to pick it off, son.
I know, but.
You can't waste a pie on a cheese, man.
You have to understand, suburban moms and moms in general are all about, he's allergic, he doesn't like that, blah, blah, blah,
but it's fine. Yeah, but now pizzas are $5.
Free.
You can't be that person at the pizza party that requests the pie of cheese.
Right.
You can't be doing that.
Somebody said Alex Bregman. I don't think so.
Nah, he's loved, man.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Not yet. I mean, he just now became a star last year. You know, Bregman became a star last year. So that's
go ahead,
that's
Figgy. Somebody called in.
Who you got, Figgy?
Dallas Keuchel. Max said Dallas Keuchel.
That's true, but he's not. He might not be a Houston athlete anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he would definitely be on that list for sure. I love Dallas Keuchel,
Somebody
though.
Said the general.
The general John McClain.
He's definitely not an athlete.
If you are talking polarizing, John McClain is.
But we said Houston athletes.
He's not an athlete. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Once upon a time, maybe.
Keuchel would have been on that list. Mm-hmm. I'm really trying to get to the bottom of this. I feel like we have to solve this.
We said top five, and we only came up with four.
A problem.
That is a big problem.
Yeah, I don't really know.
And the texters are still
everybody
too.
Loves Nuke. Mm-hmm. Nobody dislikes Nuke Hopkins. Mm-hmm. His approval rating is as high as it gets. Everybody loves Deshaun. Deshaun's the man.
Ryan Griffin?
Come on, man.
That's a reach.
Yeah, that's a reach.
He wants to be on the list.
He wants to he'd love to be on the list. Ryan Griffin. The guy that can't block me.
Mm-hmm.
I love Ryan Griffin, though. I wonder what his future is.
Well, apparently it's going to be here. They were talking. They were saying some really good things about
what
him.
What would they say? What do you expect him to say?
Well, that's true. We're in lion season. Lying season.
I'd like to see him get Andrew Beck from Texas, the tight end. He's not going to get drafted, but he can block.
Well, bring him in, man.
He can block. Yeah. He can line up at fullback, line up at tight end, Ryan Griffin can't block. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest problem with him. I don't know. I can't find that fifth. We need help from Loopholes. 713-572-4610. We got the four most polarizing athletes in town. J.D. Clowney, James Harden, Carlos Correa,
Chris Paul.
Those are the four. We don't know who that fifth is. Mm-hmm. We're looking for that number five spot.
Somebody else said, oh, here we go.
Don't oversell it, John.
You know what? I might be overselling it because I think most people just don't like him. Alfred Blue?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people are going to bat for Alfred Blue?
Yeah, this is true.
You got to have people going to bat for you and people criticizing you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't work. It's kind of crazy. There's not a lot.
We got four on our list of five most polarizing athletes.
Number four.
We've got four.
Are the athletes in Houston too too likable? 713-572-4610.
It's gone to that now?
Could I interest you in a throwback post from Landry Locker as
please,
well?
Please,
Facebook?
Do that.
Dude, I'm starting to realize that I've grown up. Yeah. And the only way I'm starting to grow up, because as soon as I see my time hop from my old Facebook posts, I look at it and I'm like, dude, what in the hell were you
What was I thinking?
About? Yeah, all right, here you go. These observations were put on hold yesterday for the spirit of love. So I guess
this is what you posted?
Yes. These observations were put on hold yesterday for the spirit of love. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming. So I had four hot takes on Valentine's Day that I decided I had
How
to
many
say
years
for
ago?
February 15th.
How many years ago?
This was 8 years ago.
Okay, this is going to be good.
This is 8 years ago. All right, thought number one. Shouldn't a guy lose points for sending generic flowers to a girl on Valentine's since everyone is doing it?
No. Girls love flowers.
Thought number two. Not naming any names, but, all caps, I actually witnessed a dude celebrate his birthday week last week.
A lot of guys do that.
Which is whack.
Yeah.
Which is whack. That's as basic bitch as it gets.
Yeah, you
That's for the ladies. Ladies, you can have a birthday week. Guys, come on, man. Grow the hell up. That's ridiculous.
No, a lot of guys do it, though.
Observation numero tres.
Mm-hmm. Numero tres.
Let's be honest. It takes a little time for babies to be cute. Newborns right out the mom are far from cute.
No, that's not true.
Not all babies are cute. You got to agree
This
with
is
me
true.
On that.
Not all. A lot of newborns look like Lyndon Johnson when they're born. Their face is all scrunchy and wrinkly, and you can't distinguish any of their features, and they got giant ears. But don't tell the parents that.
No, hell no, you don't tell them. But there's a lot of ugly babies.
And there's never been a baby born that the parent doesn't think is the most beautiful
thing
ever.
And they usually transition into it. Khloe Kardashian had an ugly baby, but it's kind of found itself a little bit. Tristan Thompson's baby, you know about that figure.
My daughter, Leah.
Yeah.
We're tight. She was in town in the studio yesterday. When she was born, she had just a little hair, and it was jet black, and it was sticking straight up.
I had a football
up,
head.
And it was just sticking straight up, like, on her forehead.
They had to pull me out.
And I was just like, I started crying when she was born, when I saw her. That's the most beautiful thing ever. And then I put her on my wife's, you know, chest, because they were doing, I told you, I was basically helping the doctor with all three of their C-sections. I just loved watching that stuff. And I helped put her on my wife's chest, and my wife's face was like, oh. Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's awesome. Final observation, and this is how you know this was a long time ago. Are these new emoji-con smiley faces really supposed to tell me what kind of mood you're in?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Well, this was back then. I didn't know. But here we are now. And yes, they are. And yes they are in full
they
effect.
Are.
By the way, don't send me any emojis. Every time, I'm not into emojis.
Okay, well, here we go.
Yeah, don't do that.
How about a Bitmoji?
Nah, not a
those
fan.
Those are cool.
Those are the worst.
Those are
the absolute worst. It is a Friday on In the Loop. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, having some fun right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, something nobody's talking about when it comes to the Honey Badger's potential landing spot.
Nobody's talking about Guy.
And one of the best Texans of all time is getting done dirty. We'll tell you who, what, when, where, why next on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.